It was difficult to come to a settlement because it wasn't altogether clear what the war had been about, or at least what the war was trying to achieve. The war broke out because a constitutional settlement in 1641 failed. It failed because people couldn't agree about what should come next. And they couldn't agree about what should come next primarily because they differed about what was most frightening in contemporary politics. So in 1641, defence of the Protestant religion had been to some extent achieved. Restriction of the monarch's powers had been to some extent achieved. And a number of people now felt that the threat was further erosion of the authority of the church or the monarchy. So they identified the threat primarily as continued reform. On the other hand, people pressed for continued reform because they were worried that the safeguards achieved were insufficient. And so the two sides took to battle, really, to prevent something. On the one side, they were trying to prevent radicals undermining the Church of England and the monarchy altogether. And on the other side, they were trying to prevent people who were soft on Catholicism from undoing the effects of the Reformation, or people who were strong on the authority of monarchy threatening the rights of the true-born Englishmen. So when they put their statements very positively, the two sides are very close. But when they described what they were afraid of, they were very distant. So if you look at the manifestos of the two sides in 1642, they both claimed to be defending the Protestant religion, the rights of the monarchy, the rights of Parliament, and the laws of the land. But when you look at what they're identifying as the threat, there's clear water between them. The Cavaliers are identifying it as radical religious groups and groups who don't understand the value of monarchy. And on the parliamentarian side, they're identifying people who are too stuck on the authority of monarchs and the authority of bishops and are therefore not allowing freedoms and religious reformation the space they need. So the war was essentially, the two sides were distinguished mainly by what they were preventing rather than what they wanted to achieve. And the result was that when a victory came, one side could continue to resist what they didn't like. The other side had to try to define more positively what they were trying to achieve and then negotiate that. And so there's a fundamental political problem coming out of a war which was essentially defensive into a peace settlement which is essentially constructive. You have to come up with a programme of reform that your whole coalition can sign up to and which you can negotiate with the defeated. And fundamentally that's what failed between 1646 and 49 was to come up with a single positive programme of reform that everyone could line up behind and which didn't give the royalists the opportunity to resist simply by divide and rule among their former opponents.